All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Joshua T. Knight, also known as Mr. Skullhead, coming to you live on Radio Kangaroo Ocelot Lemur. I'm very sorry this is not going to be a Jick and Skullhead show, nor is it going to be particularly informative, but it will have lots of good music. Unfortunately, the Golden Globes are on, and I am just the kind of guy that cares about the Golden Globes, so I'm going to be watching them and playing some music and perhaps answering a question or two. If you want to send a couple to Radio Bugbear, I'll see if I can address anything. But we will return you to your regular scheduled programming on next Monday, so don't give up hope. And a happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I trust you all have your MLK Day trees and kind of sent your cards out and everything. George Clooney just won Best Supporting Actor for Syriana. Go, George. And here's the Refreshments with Interstate.
be rocking. There's no stopping once you get me on a roll. A name dropping, mop topping. Can't help this feeling, it's a feeling that I stole. Kicking in now, there's no backbeat. We'll put the four on the floor. And it's a sin now to try to compete with a tune I heard before. Your mama don't know, your daddy don't get it. I'm up on stage singing, don't you forget it. Don't touch me, I'm alive, alive. And I'll be singing the song to these lines. Hold tight. The future rapping at my door. We'll make the past proud with a big fear. Maybe I've got it too hardcore. Your mama don't know, your daddy don't get it. I'm up on stage singing, don't you forget it. Don't touch me, I'm alive, alive. And I'll be singing the song till these lines pull tight. John Mayer says he's invincible.
Well, I'm playing bring.
Alright, it's a commercial break, so I can actually address you. You are listening to the Mr. Skullhead Show, and pretty much I'm watching the Golden Globes and playing music at you. And we'll, you know, occasionally talk and, you know, say some stuff, some things. Let me see if we have any good questions here. The Jick and Scully Show without Jick is like peanut butter and jelly without the bread. Well, then you could eat it with a spoon, Murphus. That would be very, very tasty. I don't know. I will agree that if we're going to go solo, the Jick Show is going to be a lot more like the Jick and Skullhead Show than the Skullhead Show is, so, meh. Aren't you totally hot for Hugh Laurie, asks Lady LaWanda. No, I love his work and all, but no. I am, however, hot for Natalie Portman, who just presented one, and I'm hot for the new Superman movie. Not Superman himself, but the actor was just on stage there, and he was looking super. As far as people who are winning, they're doing the TV stuff right now, and I don't watch TV at all, so I wasn't really paying any attention at all. Hey, Jezzerfly, do you remember who won the last two awards? Jezzerfly goes, peep. She has no clue. I'm trying to pull up a site that'll give me that information so that I can give it to you, because I know you care. You care because I tell you to care. Oh, that's right. Sandra Oh won for Best Female Actress in a Female Thing. Best Female Actress, which was hotly contested category. Today's winners will be updated in real time. Hot. Okay, so Paul Newman won Best Performance for Supporting Actor for Empire Falls. Sandra Oh, Best Performance by an Actress for Grey's Anatomy. By an actor in a miniseries with Jonathan Rhys-Meyers and Elvis.
They haven't announced
those
yet.
Oh, hey. They're announcing them in real time before they say the actual winners. Wow, are we an hour behind or what? I don't know, and really, I understand that nobody cares. So, show's back on. Drew Barrymore's on stage. I got me some boobies to stare at. And not just Drew Barrymore's either. So, here we go, Mountain Goats, Palm Quarter Yajna.
At the end of the day,
I take home my holiday.
I gotta say, it is not my fault that Jake is not here. Jake is traveling, much as I was traveling, and Jake did the show by himself. I do admit that it is my fault that I'm watching the Golden Globes instead of answering questions, but given the quality of the questions, I don't think that I'm fucking up horribly. Let's see. Because there are things that I can't answer, and then there are things that are just kind of dumb questions. I mean, you know, if they're dumb and funny, awesome. Let's see. Gleeb says, thanks for the right-click menu. Thanks for not adding a weighing option. No problem. And happy birthday to Gleebs. Happy birthday to Gleebs. Happy birthday, dear Gleebs. Happy birthday to Gleebs. Vlad Sheepshank says, why doesn't that new right-click system work on mod warnings? Mod warnings, even though when you click them, they give you a character sheet, they come from some other kind of central thing. Like, I would wager they wouldn't work on system messages either. So, you know, it's just the way that the chat's written. Let's see. Green Flapper says, will Rings of Conflict affect the number of voice strikes you get? I am betting not. Those are not combat adventures, and they're not regular adventures. They are their own thing. Gunrun says, when, how old were you when you first has sex? I'm really confused by your syntax there, man. But, when? 1995, about July, I think, yeah. How? Penis to vagina. How old was I? 17. And if my dad had not bought me a car that had bench seats in the front and back, I might have been a virgin for a lot longer. So just think about that, parents. Let's see. And Sally, quit coming down on dogma. She says that Azrael is the angel of death. He's not a muse, but, you know, that's extra-biblical mythology, so anybody can make whatever mythology they want. As far as I'm concerned, don't be dissing on the dogma. It was the last decent movie Kevin Smith directed. So, let's get back to the music, because Melanie Griffith is on the Golden Globes, and she's looking freaky, but I'm sure she's going to do something useful in a second. So, let's play a little Death Cab for Cute, shall we? Get your goth on. Sorry, not goth, emo kid, maybe? I mean, Death Cab's not really, I don't know, I'm just gonna play it. Yep.
Every pane of weather glass, and I held you closer.
And Empire Falls wins for best miniseries. I wish they would get off the TV stuff, because I just don't care. And, well, yeah, so motion picture made for TV it could be, yes, but for crying out loud. Let's see. Robot Chicken 34 says, why is the money-making game so painfully evil? Where does all that subtracted meat go? Is it just a meat sink? If so, is it an evil meat sink? It seemed to sink my 6 million meat out of Hank's. The MMG is painfully evil because all gambling is evil, and that's what makes it fun. The subtracted meat vanishes into the ether. It is a meat sink. It is probably an evil meat sink, and it's one that operates entirely voluntarily. So if you lose your money in there, there you go. Oh, good. Pam Anderson. Possibly the least sexiest woman in the world. Let's see, we had some question. Hippie Griff points out an extra comma in Hank's. Anytime Jake writes something, there's going to be extra commas in it. Zach Braff is up for something, as he should have been nominated for Garden State 2 years ago. Not that I'm bitter. If there's a pimpin' meat hat, says Finaldar, why isn't there a pimpin' meat cane? Because there is a diamond-tipped cane, which is much more pimpin' than a meat cane. And I am not emo says, could I have your autograph? What would it take for you, Jake Scully, or anyone at the KO office to sign a piece of paper and send it to me? That would be rad indeed. That kind of squidges us out, actually, the idea that somebody would want a piece of paper with our signature on it. Come to a con where we are, and we'll sign whatever you want, preferably a body part. Let's see. Irish Pride with Firepower says, I have a lot of gift cards that I don't want, so if I donated them to you via mail, any Mr. A's coming my way by... a chance. Bob's House of Jam and Jews. Even if you like Jews and you want to buy them jam. And then... Mjolnir Thoth says, ever thought of making an MP3 compilation like the best of Jake and Scully? It would totally rock. It would. And we really thought about doing that when we were going to have to take a few weeks off. Then we thought about listening to, you know, there are some 40 shows nearly that are archived. Going through all of those and trying to cull the best moments is something that, I don't know, I would totally pay Asian to do, so, you know, Gibbock, if you want to get on the case, but that's definitely not something I'm going to do. Neville Den Jacoby says, so, why is TMBG so much better than Ween? Because Ween is just kind of pointlessly vulgar and offensive and not anywhere near as clever as TMBG. Neville Den Jacoby also adds that Lil hit him for that. I think you know what to do about that, Neville. I am sure that you have a hairbrush or a paddle in your home. Let's see. Mr. Skullhead, did you guys ever consider a crafting skill that generates combat items? Yes. Another thing we're thinking about. Doc Trauma asks if I knocked up Katie Holmes. Yes. She was the worst lay I've ever had, though. Yeah, it was awful. Fineldar says, how many women does there need to be considered a harem? 12? Well, you know, even dozens okay. I think Jezzerfly is so skilled in the sexual arts that she is a harem by herself. She is like a playground. She's an amusement park. She is my own personal Disneyland. So, only one. otherwise, you could go ask Mr. Owl. Pasta Prince asks, what's my favorite Zelda game? I never really got into Zelda. I liked whichever one it was with the overhead view and the, I don't know. I mean, at least Zelda was better than Final Fantasy because you could actually combat instead of, like, standing on opposite sides of stage swinging weapons at the air. Fineldar says, we know how, now we need to know why. Why now, Brown, Mr. Skullhead, having sex? That's awesome. You know, it's based on the Far Side, where it's like, we already know how. How is not the issue. What we need to know is why. Why now, brown cow? It's beautiful. Anyway, why? Dude, I was 17. She was attractively available and availably attractive.
Ugly.
Yeah, she was a decent-looking chick. The Gunrun says, wow, that was quick, Gunrun. If I made a best-of compilation, can I get some Mr. Accessory? Also, please tell me how many and how big you want it to be. You know, actually, I was kidding. I don't want anybody to waste their time on that. I just think it would take so much time. And, you know, for so little reward, we could not reward you enough. Let's see. Ponjo says, Jake, have you considered giving Icepec the No Pants trophy? Yeah, we're probably going to do that. Fineldar says, later, when everyone runs out of skills to ascend with, will you make Stomach, Spleen, and Liver of Steel permanent skillable, or will you make new classes? New classes would rock. It's a thought. Definitely. Yeah. We're keeping it wide open. Zestral says, meat is the KOL currency. Does that mean there is a meat mint somewhere? I highly recommend you have a mint after you eat meat, especially if it's kind of spicy. Yeah. Let's see, long, pointless question. See, I'm entirely used to, during a Jake and Skullhead show, I just kind of have to occasionally say, like, yeah, I totally agree with that. And so I can do a whole bunch of other stuff. So this is hard. This is why I'm sending you. That's why I'm giving you a lot of music. Fineldar says, so you're serious that we can send you guys gift cards and get Mr. Accessories? I have piles of big chain stores. I would imagine that a pile of big chain stores would be a substantially large thing to try and send in the mail. You know, I think that I ought to get some verification from Jake on that, but I'm thinking yes. Especially if they're to big chain stores like Best Buy, where Mr. Skullhead could easily spend several $1,000s and not even break a sweat. Doppelheathen says, I know you're quite sick of being asked this, but how far along are you on the restoration thing? Almost done. I do know that I sent a bunch of people messages asking, okay, what did you get specifically? And people responded, and I forgot to save those responses, and now they are gone. So if you're in between 200,000 and 300,000 in player ID and you didn't get your shit back, drop me a line, and I'll do my best. Huh. The boomerang, set divide by zero, was a popular tool slash weapon among many NES games, but it is totally unreferenced in the game. Any chance of adding one? So yeah, some kind of combat item that you could throw and have it come back to you. That would be kind of fun. But would it be a combat item or a weapon? Yes. Jezzerfly. Lilac says, good night to Jezzerfly. Okay. Edette Hart says she has two orange fingers, which means that she was doing really naughty things with Chester Cheetah. And, yeah, I'm going to stop talking now and put on Brad with The Day Brings. And I really should stop doing that in that order. Sorry, I'm really used to my setup on my regular computer, in which you can hear the music and me talking at the same time, and I apparently can't do that on this. So what I need to do is go to Winamp. I need to start the song and then go like this.
See what the day brings. See what makes you laugh and what makes you sing.
Little Hedwig and the Angry Inch with The Origin of Love. And, you know, I apologize that I didn't like the really slow cover of Don't Fear the Reaper. I actually really like the original of Don't Fear the Reaper. There's nothing wrong with it. Will Ferrell notwithstanding. Cowbell is A-OK. And, man. Yeah, that, by the way, if you're a Hedwig and the Angry Inch fan, you might see that, like, wig in a box. Hedwig and the Angry Inch tribute and all these great bands on it. You might be tempted to buy it. Don't. It's just so awful. There were a couple of tracks on there were okay, but if you want a Hedwig and the Angry Inch cover, you want Typo Negative's cover of Angry Inch because that's got some cojones to it. It's good stuff. Let's see. This link right here is a picture. And I have been asked to identify the people in this picture by Killer Zombie Monkey. And they are, from left to right, Deoman, Skipperick, Vita Laundress, the very back of my head, kind of growing out of Vita Laundress's head, and Sassy Lassie. So, yeah, that's who thems are. Fineldar says, if I sent you a whole Best Buy in an envelope, could I get a Cheshire Bitten? Yes, absolutely. It's a big motherfucking envelope. So, yeah, I think so. Let's see, you can keep sending me questions. You can also send me requests if you want to at m.skullhead@gmail.com. And I will look at them, and I will try and play a couple. Let's see, the people have been asking, where my Wednesday show went, and I'm just not going to be able to do a Wednesday show or pretty much any music show until school's out. I just can't find a place in my schedule to put it, so very sorry. Hopefully from time to time I'll pick up a shift, and definitely once I'm out of school I'll do a 3-hour show every week. It will be lovely. So, let's see, we got a request from Che. Let me add that in. Because Che sends me good music. This is Animal Collective, The Purple Bottle. I've never heard of it, but I trust Che. Che, do not abuse my trust. Alrighty. Here we go. Animal Collective, Purple Bottle. Wow, that was a really long song. I think it was a pretty good song. I'd have to hear it a couple more times to be sure. But, yeah, it was kind of wild, crazy. Coming up on the Golden Globes, Mariah Carey and Harrison Ford, I Can Only Hope. I really want it to be a duet. That'd be really cool. Let's see, I'm also looking at 7,000 people's photo albums and all sorts of shit going on. But don't have really any new questions. Let's see, Fineldar says, Spuckle Motion has 37 members. Will you recruit so you'll have 42 again? I think it's interesting. We went from 42 to 37 and just been hitting all of the big numbers. We really need to get enough that we have 69 in there. Right now, Sparkle Motion membership is pretty much closed. It's closed-ish. It would take a very special case to get in there. Yeah, unless you're a sexy British girl, which includes, you know, Soul Cake, Jill Bob. We'll take them all. Maybe we should just try and enfold Purple Turtle into Sparkle Motion. You take him over. Repot Killer was talking about leaving the Rye. No, she wasn't talking about leaving the Rye. I'm sorry. I don't want to freak anybody out. She was saying, you know, the Rye is having some growing pains, and I said, you know, come on over. Kitsune Suki is welcome to come on over. I really shouldn't sit here telling you who I want in my clan, because then you'll be like, he didn't say me. He doesn't love me anymore. Anyway, Krypti keeps asking, how did you come up with the name of Kingdom of Loathing? That was Jake. When he started the game, he drew a bunch of images and put them in a file and just randomly named the file Loathing. So, and the rest is history. Alright, Weird Guy 888, quit saying live in the kingdom, the inattention of Mr. Skullhead. I am paying attention. Doing my best. You bastard. Let's see. Dead Heart, I believe, is coming up after me. I'm doing my best with what I have to work with, kids. And what I have to work with is a short attention span, the Golden Globes, a lack of jick, and Jezzerfly pinching my nipples. So, let's get right back into the music for the rollover. Kirpty just asked again. Maybe Kirpty is not actually listening. And, I don't know. Anyway, Lisa Loeb, I do. Let's do that. Ignore you.
so long. I'm tired of overthinking. I know you don't belong. Now I'm asking questions. No one pushes me around. So everybody feels this way.
You can hear it, but I do. forgiveness, just the pain. It's running back and forth inside your mind. Just how that sound defined you, dressed you up, painted on your face. Now you're leaving New York for no better place. You're waking, trying not to be wrapped around your pillow like a pawn. And the night sun's wrapped around you will be until it drops you on the dawn. From the sea train to the shiny tower, kicked around till happy hour found you, where you can drink that smirk right off your face. Now you're leaving New York for no better place. In a building of film, the ghost inside the Madison Avenue display, like water on the bridges, you're slowly passing by. You sail between the rooftops and the sky.
Okay, I'm not 100% sure that Noodle Bandit wanted me to play this on the radio, but, you know, I'm just that kind of guy. So here's little Noodle Bandit with her cover of Coin Operated Boy.
Coin Operated Boy, sitting on the shelf, he is just a toy, but I turn him on and he comes to life. Automatic joy, that is what I want, a coin operated boy. Made of plastic and elastic, he is rugged and long lasting. Who could ever, ever ask for more? Love without complications galore. Many shapes and weights to choose from. I will never leave my bedroom. I will never cry at night again. Wrap my arms around him and pretend. Coin operated boy, all the other real ones that I destroy, cannot hold a candle to my new boy and I'll never let him go. And I'll never be alone. And I'll never let him go. And I'll never be alone. Go. And I'll never be alone. Go. I will never be alone. Go. I will never be alone. Go. I will never be alone. Not with my coin operated boy. This bridge was written to make you feel smitten with my sad picture of girl getting bitter. Can you extract me from my blasted fantasy? I didn't think so, but I'm still convinced. So will you persist? Even after I bet you $1 billion that I'll never love you. Will you persist? Even after I kiss you goodbye for the last time, will you keep on trying to prove that I'm dying? To lose it, I'm losing my confidence. I want it. I want it. I want it. I want it. I want you. 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 I want I want operated boy. If I had start to wish for my life, I can't imagine any flesh and blood could be his match. I can't even take him in the bath. Coin operated boy, he may not be real, experienced with girls, but I know he feels like a boy should feel. Isn't that the point? That is why I want a coin operated boy. With this pretty coin operated voice, saying that he loves me, that he's thinking of me, straight and to the point. That is why I want a coin operated boy.
All right, that was a little me trying to talk with my mic muted. There was that. And before that, we had some Pixies. Before that, Noodle Bandit with a cover of Coin Operated Boy. This may be biased of me, but I think that was considerably better than the original, because Noodle Bandit has a lovely, light voice and does not sound like a woman who has swallowed a tuba. So, yeah. Coin Operated Boy. I can't stand those guys. I forget what they're called. What are they called? Coin Operated Boy people? Dresden Dolls. It's like female emo, yeah, except for the one song that Jess Fly keeps telling me is the one good Dresden Doll song, but I've yet to hear it. So, yeah, what are we going to do now? I've got some They Might Be Giants on deck. I haven't played this in a while. Could do a little mashup action. Dead Heart's coming up next, by the way. And she's a lovely girl. She'll rock your socks. And I don't know, I'm rudderless here, guys. I don't have any input from any of you to tell me what to do, and so therefore I have no idea what to do. I can play some MC Frontalot. That's what I can do. First, a little They Might Be Giants.
Man, my throat is dry. Man, pretend that I'm deceived. Alright, I promise no more after this. Not to be what I was like, not to look from the sky.
When you grow up, live like a good boy oughta. And your mama takes a shine to her best son. Something different, oh, the girls that seem to like you. Cause you're handsome, like a dog and a whole lot of fun. But now your girl is gone and missing and your house has got an empty bed. The folks are wondering about the wedding, they won't listen to a word you said. We're gonna take your mama out all night, yeah, we'll show her what it's all about. We'll get her jacked up on some cheap champagne, we'll let the good times all roll out. And if the music ain't good, well, it's just too bad, we're gonna sing along no matter what. Because the dancers don't mind us in New Orleans, if you tip them and make a cut.
Your day breaks, your mind aches. You find that all her words of kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up, she takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you, and in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. She needs you.